EKG, done today, in May 2012, showed ventricular rate of 69 beats per minute, overall normal EKG, normal sinus rhythm. Lab values done on May 23, 2012, showed medium sodium 135, potassium 4.5, chloride 99, carbon dioxide clearing, glucose 95, BUN13, creatinine 4.8, calcium 8.6, magnesium 1.9, ALT 37, AST 38. Chest X-ray done on May 13, 2012, from mild cardiomegaly, no evidence of congestive heart failure, no evidence of pneumonia. Double X scan of the lower extremities done on May 20, 2012, so no evidence of the DVT in left lower extremity, prominent left inguinal lymph node. Arterial ultrasound of the lower extremities done on December 13, 2011 shows mild atherosclerotic plaque in the RCFA and RSFA proximally with the velocity correlate to 30 to 49% stenosis. Moderate atherosclerotic plaque is noted in the RDFA and that left CFA with velocity correlate to 50 to 75 stenosis. A regular tract noted throughout the rest of the arterial system with velocity correlate to less than 30 stenosis. Monophasic waveforms throughout the artery correlate to a moderate to severe BAD bilateral. Two-dimensional echocardiography done on October 10, 2011 shows an ejection fraction of 60-65%. Left atrium is mildly dilated, traced to mild mitral and tricuspid regurgitation. Stress test done on August 17, 2011 shows small fixed anterior defect and looks scan stress negative was negative for coronary ischemia. Left heart catheterization done on January 22, 2010 showed an ejection fraction of 55%, normal left main left circumflex. Right coronary artery had AP of focal lesion verified by intravascular ultrasound. He underwent successful placement of 5x20 millibar mitral stent. Lab values done on June 24, 2012 showing hematocrit of 26, hemoglobin 8.4, platelets 239,000, glucose 96, VT 10.6, BP, T, 47, INR, 1, sodium 132, potassium 4.5, chloride 100, BUN, 13, GFR 95. Mixed paragraph. Assessment and blame. Number 1, peripheral artery disease. Is a known case of peripheral artery disease and history of labiodermal gangrenosum with multiple ulcers in both his lower extremity complicated. Here's the status both peripheral angiography done on May 4, 2012 with successful revascularization of the left CFA and left SFA. On today's visit, he stated that he has complaining of occlusional pain in his left lower extremity both at rest and exit. At this time, we recommend to perform peripheral angiography to be done in the future and to be scheduled on August 17. And it should be a via left groin four-stage intervention of the right SFA. He is to continue same medication regimen at the time being and we will follow up with him closely. Number 2, coronary artery disease. He is known case of coronary artery disease. He is a status post left heart catheterization on January 2010 with successful revascularization of the right coronary artery with on today's visit. Stated that he has been complaining of occasional chest discomfort associated with shortness of breath with activity. His most recent stress test was done in August 2011 and showed a small fixed anterior defect was otherwise negative for any coronary ischemia. At this time, we recommend to perform myocardial perfusion stress test in order to assess for any myocardial perfusion abnormality. We will follow up with the result in the next following visit. He, in the meanwhile, should continue in the same medication regimen. Number 3, congestive heart failure. He is known case of congestive heart failure, class 2 with ischemic etiology. Now I have functional class 2 with ischemic etiology. The most recent two-dimensional echocardiogram showed an ejection fraction of 50 to 55%. At the time being, we recommend him to continue some medication regimen of beta blocker, aspirin, and ACE inhibitor, and continue to monitor him closely. Number 4, hypertension. On today's visit, his blood pressure was 192 over 78, which is elevated. We recommended him to continue some medication regimen of antihypertensive medication and adhere to strict low-salt, low-fat diet. We will continue to follow him closely in the next visit. Number 5, diabetes mellitus. He is to follow up with a primary care physician for the tight glycemic control and to get HbA1c below 7%. Hyperlipidemia, number 6, hyperlipidemia. He is to follow up with his primary care physician for lipid profile testing and frequent liver function test. Number 7, bioderma ganglionosum. He was recently diagnosed with bioderma ganglionosum, for which he is follow up with University of Michigan. He stated that he started treatment 3 weeks ago, but he states that he has no significant improvement in both of his lower extremities regarding the ulcer and the wound. He is also following up regarding hyperbaric chamber oxygen treatment. At this time, we recommended to perform peripheral artery angiography to be done in October for staged intervention for the right SFA. And he is to follow up with the pain clinic for the pain control. Number 8, cardiopharmacogenic DNA Buccal swab to confirm genotype and aid in dosing medication metabolized by CYP450 pathways. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Bilok. Our phone numbers have been provided to him to call with any questions or concern in the interim. We will see him back in the clinic in 2 weeks or sooner if necessary. In the meanwhile, he is to follow up with a primary care physician regularly. Thank you very much, sincerely. Next paragraph, Hussam Zobi, medical student, dictating for Dr. Anas Fabed. This is the end of the dictation.